The way I heard it, even though Mother was working the phones at Quantex that day, the EPA and FEMA agents assigned to her case had insisted she'd be all right. Until she got into a fist fight with one and broke the lady's cheekbone, blinding her. Granted, socking a FEMA agent is no sign of mental imbalance, but it grew hard to argue the diagnosis. Before the feds managed to place Mother, waddling pregnant, under house arrest, she'd beaten several more folks senseless. The feds finally strapped monitoring bracelets on her and a few other felonious troublemakers, and Mother was confined to a quarter-mile run around the house. Still too much leash, if you ask me. In any case, William soon came out into the world to crack more distant kneecaps for her. William was 20 years old when Tank drove by him on a black Kawasaki Ninja and whacked his head off with an axe. So ended my brother's short but otherwise unremarkable life. That he lasted as long as he did, with no particular speed, strength, or menace other than the glitter-kill eyes and brute body stench of your typical warrior, might have seemed uncanny. But really, it was the product of my grudging expertise and his weaseliness. I was the family medic. Though I refused to sit on the sidelines and watch like other crew's medics, I figured if William croaked in the few seconds it took me to run down from my bedroom, I couldn't have saved his sorry ass anyway. Which, yeah, QED. In any case, William rarely attacked uninjured warriors, and seldom alone. But the week he died, the usual street psychosis had cranked up tenfold, and William must have been swept along by the bloody tide. He'd ditched Chaz and run across the street to yank a crowbar out of some guy's chest, left him to die of a sucking chest wound when Tank came along. Was I supposed to cry for sweet William?